Welcome to Business Lines Podcast. With its improved capital position, Yes Bank has said that it will pay the interest on Basel II Upper Tier 2 bonds. Our Deputy Editor Surabhi Prasad tells us more with regards to the current status of Yes Bank and the future of its operations. Hello Surabhi, thank you for joining us today. How has Yes Bank fared since the FPO?
It's still early days since the FPO, though it seems to have got a fairly satisfactory response with 95% subscription and managed to raise about Rs 15,000 crore of capital. The bank's board allotted shares on Saturday, July 23, including a 7.85% stake to Tilden Park, which had been in the running for some time. The bank is now well capitalized and backed by a set of diverse shareholders. Equally important is that the CET1 ratio of the bank is now at 13.3% and the total capital adequacy ratio stood at 20%. Both these are much above the regulatory requirements set out by the RBI, and this will give more confidence to investors and shareholders and also help the lender meet its growth and expansion plans. In a press conference after the first quarter results on July 28, Yes Bank's MD and CEO Prashant Kumar had stressed that the bank is now well capitalized and the funds raised would be used for growth. So this implies that the bank is hoping to go back to full operations, including lending. But it must be noted that its share price has been under quite some pressure since the FPO and is currently trading at levels of about 12 apiece on BSE.
In its notes, Yes Bank said that it had not paid an interest of approximately 6.15 crore rupees on Basel II Upper Tier 2 bonds. Would you be able to tell us more about this move and how the bank plans on dealing with the situation?
We must remember that Yes Bank had received about 10,000 crore of capital in investments through the reconstruction scheme by banks like SBI and institutions like HDFC. However, this was still not sufficient and it needed to do an FPO for further capital raise. In between, on June 20, it informed the exchanges that the Reserve Bank of India had not given it permission to pay coupon or interest on Basel II Upper Tier 2 bonds as it did not meet the minimum capital requirements. This disclosure had led to further concerns about its health as well as liquidity position. However, even at that time, Kumar had said that the interest would be paid once it meets the capital requirement norms. Do remember that at March 31, 2020, CET1 ratio and Tier 1 capital ratio of Yes Bank was 6.3% and 6.5% respectively. In comparison, the minimum requirements are higher at 7.375% and 8.875%. Now with sufficient capital, it has said that it will pay the pending interest on the coupon bonds with approval, of course, from the regulator, which is the RBI.
So is it safe to say that Yes Bank has successfully bounced back and its operations will be conducted smoothly?
Yes Bank seems to be well on the way of recovery, but a full turnaround is still some time away as its first quarter results indicate. The bank has a net profit of Rs 45.44 crore, which is a 60% drop from a year ago. This, however, marks a full return to profitability, which is quite an important milestone for the bank. Prashant Kumar has said that one should not compare the performance for the first quarter this fiscal with a year ago, but rather we should look at it on a sequential basis and compare it with the fourth quarter numbers, as by then the reconstruction scheme had been implemented. So if we look on a quarter-to-quarter growth, the deposit base has increased by 11.4%, which is quite significant given the run on deposits once the crisis had started. But it's still 48% down from a year ago. The bank's asset quality is also slightly down in the first quarter, but as of now, it seems to be quite confident of riding out the COVID-led economic crisis, thanks to its stabilization since the reconstruction scheme and the capital raise. Net advances are also down, but Prashant Kumar had told reporters after the first quarter call that the bank is hopeful of loan growth as the economy stabilizes. So while the bank is backed by a lot of marquee investors and institutions, there's some sort of worry from the COVID crisis. But as of now, it seems that it's been able to conduct its operations smoothly.
That was Surabhi Prasad giving us an insight into the current status of Yes Bank. For more podcasts, log on to www.thehindubusinessline.com.